Venezuela's president has severed ties with the United States after the Trump administration backed the country's opposition leader. He's declared himself the interim president as demonstrators clogged the streets of the capital, Caracas. The heads of South American countries are also denouncing the president, Nicolas Maduro. But he's showing no signs of leaving, as Thomas Arete reports.
Clouds of tear gas, shattered glass, and faces covered in blood. Anti-government protesters clashed with police on the streets of Venezuela's capital, demanding the removal of the country's embattled socialist leader, a man who, not that long ago, took the oath for a second term. But the White House has made its feelings clear. Donald Trump has recognised the head of Venezuela's opposition National Congress, Juan Guaido, as the country's interim president. And President Trump says he'll continue to use the full weight of his country's economic and diplomatic power to press for the restoration of Venezuelan democracy.
We're not considering anything, but all options are on the table.
Does that mean you're considering those?
Which is all options, always. All options are on the table.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, isn't waiting to hear those options. He spoke to supporters outside the presidential palace in Caracas.
That is why I'm announcing before the free people and nations of the world that, as the constitutional president, head of state, head of government, and complying with the oath I took before our people to respect and make others respect the independence, sovereignty, and the peace of the Republic, I have decided to break diplomatic and political ties with the imperialist government of the United States.
But opposition leader Juan Guaido has already upped the ante. He's declared himself interim president, saying it's the only way to rescue Venezuela from dictatorship.
Before God, Almighty God, Venezuela, with respect to my colleagues in the National Assembly, I swear to formally assume the powers of the National Executive as the president in charge of Venezuela.
And that puts Venezuela into uncharted territory. There's now the possibility of the opposition running a parallel government, one that's recognised abroad as legitimate, but it doesn't have control of any state functions. So what happens next? Dr. Raul Sanchez Uribarri is an expert in Latin American law and politics at La Trobe University.
What we have is two presidents, essentially. Guaido is claiming legitimacy on the basis that the National Assembly was legitimately elected by the Venezuelan people in 2015, and that would involve Guaido proceeds to start taking measures as if he was acting as president. We have to see what those measures are going to be. So it could be anything from appointing ambassadors to making decisions that are actually within the power of an acting president. This is uncharted territory, and it is hard to see what the implications are going to be immediately.
We're obviously seeing a groundswell of support for Juan Guaido. We're not only hearing from Donald Trump, but we're hearing from the presidents of Chile, of Colombia, of Brazil. A number of people have spoken out in favour of the opposition. Why? Why is there such dissent now towards Nicolas Maduro, who not that long ago promised radical change for Venezuela? Why has everything turned against him?
Look, I mean, this is, of course, a very important. We haven't talked about the underlying socioeconomic reality of Venezuela. We're talking about a country in hyperinflation that has experienced massive exodus in the past 3 years. Over 3 million people have left, and this has been an unprecedented migration forward / refugee crisis in the region. Venezuela had never experienced external migration, much less to this degree. And in addition to other risks associated with national security and so forth, the Venezuelan issue, so to speak, can no longer be perceived or defined as an issue that relates or matters only to Venezuela.
Juan Guaido is just 35 years old, and until this year, he was virtually unknown.
Thomas Arete reporting.